Hey there, and welcome to the introduction to a series of podcasts sponsored by the Place Admissions Helper website. I'm Andrew Black, your podcast host, and this first podcast is designed to orient you, the listener, to these podcasts so you'll know what to expect with them and how they will function. We call our series of podcasts The Place, The Thing. Each podcast has a brief handout that goes with it. Look for the button on the Place Admissions Helper website with the title Introductory Podcast. You may wish to stop the playback of this podcast while you search for, download, and print out that handout. This podcast is called Introductory Podcast, the Series Overview. It's an introduction in a series to some of the key elements of playwriting. Our target audience for these podcasts is actually playwrights at any level. Beginners will get some great ideas about how to structure a narrative, and more experienced playwrights will also pick up some very helpful tips. I'm going to say just a word about the learning aids. There's going to be a series of handouts, one for each of the learning topics. These handouts will list key points on the topic, and they might make it easier for you to follow along with the podcast, particularly if you know that you're a visual learner and kind of like to see things organized. So if you like, you can download and print out the handout, particularly if you're going to be listening to the podcast in a location which allows you to follow along with some very simple notes. The podcast will still be useful without the handout, so if you can't print it out, don't worry. But I am going to be making occasional references to specific page numbers during the podcast so the people who have the handout can follow along. And for those of you who have printed out the handout for the introductory podcast, right now I'm about halfway down page 2. I want to say a word about the series sponsor, which is the Place Admissions Helper. Play Submissions Helper is a fantastic community of more than 1,700 playwrights. And the goal of Play Submissions Helper is to help playwrights realize their dream of getting a play produced. And the way they do this is by saving the playwrights hours of time searching for theaters that they can submit their work to. For just $6.99 a month, Play Submissions Helper provides a compendium of hundreds of theaters that are accepting play submissions. It's the perfect system for a busy playwright who really wants to focus on the craft of writing. So now that I've introduced the series sponsor, let me say a little bit more about myself. My name is Andrew Black, your learning host, and I'm also a playwright. And I'll just tell you a little bit about my background. I wrote my first play, which was a very simple romantic comedy with a collaborator named Patricia Milton. And Pat and I wrote our first play together in 2001. That play, which was, as I mentioned, a romantic comedy called Porn Yesterday, was a finalist in a national playwriting contest in 2002, and it was produced for the first time in 2003. Porn Yesterday has now been produced across the country. And Pat and I collaborated on three more plays, and then both of us actually began to write plays on our own. Eventually, I decided to go back to graduate school and get an MFA in playwriting so I could learn the right way to do things. And I relocated to Athens, Ohio, and got an MFA from Ohio University, which is located in Athens. When I graduated in 2012, I moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, where I live now, and I teach playwriting at the Indiana Writer Center here in Indianapolis. My plays have been produced throughout the United States. I also happen to have a degree in industrial and organizational psychology, and I'm a business consultant during the day. That's my day job. I actually feel that the combination of my business background and my artistic talent and success qualify me in a very unique way to teach playwriting. And if you're actually interested in getting more information about me as a playwright, you can visit my website, www.andrewblackplaywright.com. So what I've done so far is welcomed you to this introductory podcast. I've described you as a target audience member. I've talked about the learning aids you have available to you to help you navigate the podcast. I've talked about the series sponsor, Play Submissions Helper, and I've also talked a little bit about myself. So now let me give you a preview of the content of the 12 podcasts that make up our series, The Plays, The Thing. That the first the podcasts are 12 in a series, and their focus is some of the structural elements of playwriting. So what I'm going to do is describe each of the 12 topics in this introductory overview, so you can get a sense of what is lies ahead of you on your journey as you think about participating in this podcast series to learn more about playwriting. So the first podcast, podcast one, we call it "What is a Play?" And in that podcast, I'm going to be talking a little bit about theater as a unique art form and plays as a unique kind of literary composition. There are some very unique characteristics about plays that take place in a theater, and there are implications for the playwright. And there are some implications for this podcast series, because I'm going to be talking about the kinds of narratives that are likely to benefit most from the structural approach that I'm going to be taking. I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of those key defining characteristics of a play that make it a unique art form, make it different in some ways from other art forms that tell a story. Podcast two is going to be about generating the idea. I'll be looking at some of the common sources of inspiration for plays. There are certain places where people commonly get ideas for plays. And interestingly enough, there are actually some pitfalls associated with some of those different sources of ideas. The next step, once you have an idea, of course, is to develop it. And one of the things that helps in the early stages of play development is to figure out what your theme is. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about taking the idea that you have and looking at it so that you can identify and figure out what the theme of the story is, what it is that appeals to you about your idea. And that's actually going to shape the way you develop the idea when you get around to writing it. In podcast three, I'm going to be talking about different elements of narrative. There's actually seven in the way that I think about playwriting, and this is pretty typical of the way playwrights in the literature think about the elements of playwriting as well. So I'm going to be talking about these seven structural elements and spending a little bit of time explaining why structure is important and why playwrights need to understand it. I'll give an overview of those seven key elements, and I'll talk about how a playwright uses them to develop a story. And I'm also going to spend some time talking about stories that do not appear to lend themselves to this structural approach and what you might do in those situations. Podcast four is actually going to take what I think is the most important element of narrative, which is the protagonist. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why it's important to identify a protagonist, some of the key characteristics of protagonists, and I'm also going to be talking about some of the common mistakes that playwrights make when they develop a protagonist, and try to answer the question what you can do about it. If you've identified you've made one of those mistakes or are about to make one of those mistakes, what can you do to recover from it or to turn the situation around so that you have a really strong protagonist who will drive your story in a way that makes it work for the audience? Podcast number five is going to talk about a concept called the major dramatic question, or what some playwrights talk about as the MDQ. I'll define the major dramatic question and talk about why it's important. We can look at some typical goals protagonists might have, and we're also going to be looking at the difference between a conceptual goal and a tangible goal. One of the key things that can be helpful for a playwright to do is to turn a goal into what's called an onstage manifestation. So I'll define what that is, and then I'll look a little bit at how the conceptual goal and the onstage manifestation work together to make a powerful, to help create a powerful story for the audience. In podcast six, I'm going to look at a concept called Old World Order, which is paired with the concept of the New World Order. So I'll define those two terms. What are they? What's the Old World Order? What's the New World Order? And talk a little bit about why they are important. And I'm also going to talk about setting up and thinking about setting up and structuring the first 10 minutes of the play, which is actually, in a certain sense, the most important part of the play. So I'll talk about how Old and New World Order are set up, how they reveal theme. And then I'm also going to talk about the end of the play and how the New World Order ties up all the storylines that are introduced over the course of the play itself. Podcast seven is going to look at the inciting incident. And this is a concept that goes by several different names. Sometimes it's called the intrusion. Sometimes it's called the initiating incident, but I'm going to talk about it and what it is, why it's important, and provide some examples. I'm also going to talk about why it's important for the audience to see the inciting incident on this stage. And then I'll kind of synthesize a few of the items that we've talked about already leading up to podcast 7. And how you connect the inciting incident, the old world order, the major dramatic question, and the protagonist, because they really all work together. Even though I'm going to be talking about them as separate ideas, of course, they're extremely interrelated. I'm also going to do a special topic on secondary characters, allies, and adversaries, and how they function in the structural model. Podcast 8 is going to talk about plot, rising action, complications. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a simple plot line, how it's used, and how a playwright creates one. I'll be talking about negotiations and why they're important. And I'm going to talk about how playwrights create and use subtext to develop the story as part of the plot. Podcast 9, I call this one Going From Bad to Worst, Crisis, Climax, and Resolution. So these are three key elements that all work together as the play is getting ready to end. I'll talk about what a crisis is, why it's important. I'm going to talk about why the protagonist must make the final decision of the play. I'm going to talk about how the consequences of the protagonist's decision relate to the theme, which, of course, hopefully you identified earlier in your process. And then I'm going to talk about resolving the major dramatic question. Podcast 10 is going to look at rewrites. We'll be leaving the world of structure, looking at process here. What do you do when you finished your play? Well, we're going to be talking about types of readings and types of rewrites. I'm going to revisit the first 10 pages and talk to you a little bit about how you can rewrite those. We'll be talking about getting feedback from other people on your work and how you want to use it. I'll be talking about what to look for in a reading and also how you can leverage writing groups as a support system for getting feedback on the play and keeping yourself going as you move into the rewriting phase. Podcast 11 is going to look at further development and ways to get the work out there. Writers, groups, and classes will be revisited here because they can be important ways to get the work out. I'm going to talk about finding a theatrical community, how to send your work out, and submittal packages. And I wouldn't be doing the sponsor of this series if I just didn't say the Play Submissions Helper, of course, is a wonderful resource for getting your work out. Finally, in podcast 12, I'll talk about collaborating with others. I started my career as a playwright working in collaboration, and I have been very successful with collaboration, so I feel I know a little bit about it. I've actually had a couple of collaborations that didn't go very well also, so I can talk about those, some of the problems. And then I'll talk about finding collaborators, the advantages and disadvantages of collaboration, and some of the best practices for working with others. So that is an overview, an introduction to the wonderful world of The Play's The Thing, which is that series of podcasts that is sponsored by Play Submissions Helper, and it's going to be presented by me, your learning host, Andrew Black. So thanks for listening to this introduction. I hope that your appetite has been whetted for more, and be on the lookout for podcast number 1. And let me look at my notes here real fast. Podcast number 1, What is a Play? Which is the next podcast that's going to be winging its way to you very soon. Take care and bye for now.